Hey everyone, Problem Solved is back in New Orleans for the IISE Annual Conference and Expo 2023, where we're also celebrating 75 years of the Institute. Our own roving reporter Frank Reddy is wandering the corridors of the Hyatt Regency New Orleans to catch up with some of our attendees and presenters. Catch his latest podcast break here and stick around to learn more about our sponsor, Columbia University's Master of Science in Construction Administration.
My name is Eliza Marcy. I am a student of industrial engineering at the University of Pittsburgh. I'm here with my stepdad, John Corliss. I went to the conference last year. John has always been very, very involved with IISE and particularly the conferences. So, you know, once I started going to school for it, he was very excited to take me. And I guess thus far, I'm just really excited. I remember last year, the service event we did in Seattle was like my favorite part of the whole conference. I just think this is really cool. And I think, you know, getting to reach out and help the community is one of the big reasons I like chose industrial engineering as a profession. So I'm really glad we get to do this. Even if that means being really sweaty in a parish in Louisiana.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So as you're out here, I know like right now you're learning the ropes.
Yeah.
And you're seeing how this works. Mm. But are you also kind of like watching to see, you know, areas for improvement?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Wired as you are for such.
No, really. It's like, it's almost a curse because, you know, you like see, you learn about how things can be improved and then you see it literally everywhere. Like I'll go to a restaurant and be like, that's an interesting way they have like the tables divvied up. Kind of interesting distribution of labor. Yeah, no, I definitely see some areas for improvement here, but you know, it's like one of those matters of like, this is the system they got set up. I actually think they do a really good, I really like that they had the volunteer orientation. I thought that was really good. Like that was like one of the things with the last volunteer event. One of the things we suggested was they had sort of like an SOP for like getting new volunteers in, because they'd have people there, but like they wouldn't really have a concise way of like showing them the ropes and like showing them what they could do to be helpful. So
gotcha. So they just turned them loose without much instruction or little,
yeah.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate that they gave us a little demonstration, sort of told us what we were doing. So yeah, I think that's pretty good. I think, you know, there's still some stuff left to be desired. They have like different groups coming in and they like all do them and like they all like put stuff up in like a slightly different way. So, you know, but I think, you know, like that's not affecting it too much, but like, yeah, like if you're gonna get like really nitty gritty about it, that'd be something I'd like work on.
And you're always paying attention to that stuff, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, thanks for taking a few minutes for me.
Yeah, of course.
Cities and towns are experiencing an unprecedented level of transformation. The New York metro area alone is currently constructing some of the largest and most advanced commercial, housing, and infrastructure projects in the nation. So there has never been a greater need or opportunity for leaders in the field of construction management. Columbia's Master of Science in Construction Administration program prepares graduates for a variety of careers at the forefront of construction and project leadership. Graduates develop rewarding careers with some of the world's most respected architecture, engineering, and construction firms, entrusted with delivering some of the most impactful projects of our time. Learn more about this and Columbia's School of Professional Studies at sps.columbia.edu.